Now we return to news items. There are one or two celebrations of exhibitions and festivals, with an autumn festival coming up and a new ocean exhibition at the Sainsbury Centre. The Showground Food Hall, a local sale and research park, also get a mention. The Autumn Festival of Norfolk returns in 2025 with another vibrant and diverse programme. From drama to music, the arts festival spans venues across Norwich from October the 18th to November the 23rd. Stash Kirkbride, co-founder and artistic director, said, "We're thrilled to present this year's Autumn Festival anniversary programme. As ever, we continue to champion creativity through our signature projects, the Norfolk Arts Awards, the Norfolk Actors Company, Total Ensemble, Arts Initiative and the African Choir of Norfolk. We invite everyone to join us this autumn for our season of celebration."
A new exhibition at the Sainsbury Centre will explore the human connection to the ocean. The exhibition, titled Sea Inside, will run until October the 26th. It will feature experimental contemporary artworks across a range of media. The exhibition, curated by Dr. Sarah Wade from the University of East Anglia and Dr. Pandora Siperek from Loughborough University, London, aims to provide a unique oceanic experience. It will explore humanity's interconnections, interrelationships, and immersion in oceans. A new universal ticket will allow access to the entire gallery. The ticket operates on a pay if and what you can basis.
A food hall on the city outskirts, which is proudly sourcing Norfolk products, has been dubbed very successful since opening in late May. The Norfolk Food Hall is the Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association's flagship project and sells the very best food and drink produced in the county. It includes a farm shop and restaurant at the Norfolk Showground. And there's also a butchery run by Tony Perkins Butchers, a delicatessen counter with takeaway coffee and cake, fresh produce and a range of groceries from chocolate and beer to biscuits, wine and local snacks. Mark Ellis, the general manager, said all the profits the food hall makes goes back into the RNAA's charity. Since the food hall opened on May the 22nd, business has been booming. And Mark said, "Our vision is that 70% of all our products will be locally sourced from East Anglia."
Streets were buzzing in the Golden Triangle last weekend after a postcode-wide yard sale had neighbours hunting for a bargain. The NR2 yard sale took place on July the 19th, bringing the streets around Unthank Road and beyond alive, with city folk undeterred by weather warnings. This year, almost 400 homes took part in the event, which has returned for its sixth year after organiser Kim Weston took a break last summer. Kim Weston, who organises the event, has lived in Norwich for 25 years and is originally from the USA. Some of the most notable finds at the sale were some taxidermy crows and a bit of Norfolk history in the form of vintage deck chairs and Haven holiday memorabilia.
A large-scale revamp on the city outskirts has been given the go-ahead. The £317 million redevelopment is part of a joint programme between the John Innes Centre and the Sainsbury Laboratory, known as the Next Generation Infrastructure Programme. Approved by Broadland District Council, it will see existing buildings at the site, some of which have been around since 1967, demolished to make way for a new research facility. The full details of the plan first appeared in January and stated, "The application is for the demolition of existing buildings and a proposal for a research and development facility known as Technology Platform 1. This comprises a new glasshouse, insectary and horticultural store. Also included is associated infrastructure with alterations to internal road, landscape gardens, waste processing area, water collection and treatment facilities. The joint programme will develop the site over the next 7 years, with £54.7 million of the total having already been agreed for the first 3 years. Construction of the new hub is expected to be completed in 2030.
Next, our first feature. Village cricket of a few decades ago is the subject of Keith Skipper's reminiscences this week. His article is read by Ian Robertson.